This is Ozarks Large. It's the second day of June, a Thursday, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Jody Beznoska, Vice President for Communications at Walton Art Center. And Artisphere is almost in our rearview mirror.
Very close to being over. We have just a couple more events tonight, Thursday at 5 p.m. We say goodbye to our gallery exhibition, Garden as Muse. So if you are out and about for first Thursday up on the square, you know, make the trek a block or two down and come see us and say farewell to these five wonderful artists' work that have been up in the Joy Pratt Markham Gallery for about 6 weeks or so now. Sculpture, painting, and everything in between, and we will have light refreshments, and we'll be handing out our artist catalog, and so it'll be a fun evening. And the garden, our Bradbury Amphitheater garden, you can get to it through the gallery now, so it will be a lovely night to go see some art and then hang out in the garden and enjoy the evening. So that's at 5 o'clock tonight as part of the first Thursday festivities, and that's our final hurrah for that exhibition. And then tomorrow night, Friday night, we have Tom Chapin. He will be up at the First Friday celebrations up in Bentonville, part of sort of the kickoff of their Arts Fest
right
up there, which I believe begins Friday.
Today? This is the second?
Today's the second. So it either begins today or tomorrow.
It runs through the week.
Runs all the way through the week up into next weekend. So it'll be full of activities all around the Bentonville Square, and then next weekend lots of art and music and all kinds of great happenings up there. So this is Friday night, 7 p.m. You can listen to the wonderful Tom Chapin.
You may not be old enough to remember, but he had a show called Make a Wish.
Uh-huh.
That was on Sunday mornings, I think on ABC. It might have been syndicated.
Mm-hmm.
I think that shows the reason I do what I do.
Really?
Yep.
He's just, that's wonderful. I mean, what was it about it that?
I don't know. The idea behind the show was he would take a topic mm-hmm. and kind of go from there.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was about fishing, that might go to fishing line, which might go to a creek, which
uh-huh.
might, and it was just this sort of stream of consciousness,
yeah.
though it was very well produced. And it just covered many different topics in a quick amount of time.
Isn't that great?
And he'd write original songs for
right.
it. But.
Right. I like reading about him. I'm not terribly familiar with his music, although of course I know who he is, but I like the way different people describe him. You know, he wants to write music that is a bridge between Sesame Street and pop.
Right.
For kids who are too old for Sesame Street but not ready for pop yet. So that's Friday. Saturday, the Williams Center dance recitals will be at the Arts Center. There'll be lots of little young dancers filling up the stage. This is always fun. Those shows are at 10:30, 2:30, and 6:30.
And I know of at least one young woman who is moving on now to the next level.
Really?
Going to school away from here for high school. Who was part of the program? Yeah.
Yeah, that's... I think lots of little girls grew up in programs like this, and it really, we sometimes take for granted that, you know, you just send your little girl to dance class, but that's not taken for granted. You can't take that
right.
for granted anymore, because it's getting harder and harder to find time to get kids into arts programs. So programs like this, where they get that experience of getting to be on that big stage, and how do you put a show together, and the parents get really into it and really involved, and then you get a wonderful story like that where somebody sticks it out and stays with it and decides to go get more training.
And may have a career in it, yeah.
I know, we love that. I love hearing stories like that. It's really nice that Walton Arts Center has been around long enough now that children who were doing things like that when they were little are now getting old enough to go to college, or even in some cases be out of college and making a career. It's pretty neat, because you know that this was the place where they got exposed to it for the first time.
That's 10:30, 2:30, and 6 on Saturday.
That's correct, yes. Okay, and so then we will take a couple days off and get ready for the beginning of our Art of Wine Festival. We did have Guy Fieri last night. He sort of was our first hurrah, and I was not there, but I heard he called the hogs quite a bit.
I saw a tweet from someone who attended and said at least a dozen times.
A dozen times. Well,
that
I
doesn't
heard,
happen at a basketball game.
I know.
Game.
So apparently he had the crowd going, but I heard it was quite fun. And so it's fun to kick off this and get into the wine and food mode. So next week will be the Art of Wine Festival. The first public event is on the 10th. That's a Friday. Begins at 6 p.m. This is called Uncorked. It is our $65 wine tasting. All of Walton Arts Center, full of wine. and food. I would say that's the best way to describe this event.
More than 400 wines?
Yes, and every varietal you could possibly want. And the stage has wine, Star Theater has wine, McBride Studio has wine, the hallways are full of wine. It's, you know, there's no way you could taste all of it, but you can sure have a good time trying. We have another tasting on Saturday night at 6 called the Premier Tasting, and a lot of those wines are reserve wines, and the crowd is smaller and a little more, you know, focused on the wine, but so much fun. Both events are so much fun, but very different.
Yes.
And then also on Saturday at 11 o'clock, we have our wine lovers brunch. It's a very fun, informal way to learn a little bit about wine pairing. So you will have a nice brunch prepared for you, and you will have somebody guiding you through tasting a couple different wines with a different food and knowing what you should be hearing and listening for and smelling. That's at 11 o'clock on Saturday the 11th. Then at 4:30 on Saturday the 11th, we will have a Riedel glass seminar where you will learn how Riedel glasses can help you taste wine differently. And I got to tell you, I went to this last year, mm-hmm. and I went in going, nah. This is just a racket. This is somebody making some money off of me, poor sucker, right? And it's not true. I mean, it's not true that it's a racket. It's actually real. We sat there with one glass in one hand, just your typical wine glass that you'd get at a bar, and a Riedel glass in the other, and we drank the same wine and doggone it if it didn't taste different. Huh. And it's because the glasses are built out of a special material and they're shaped especially to help release whatever needs to get released to really fully appreciate the taste of the wine. It was pretty remarkable. So not many tickets left for that. And if you want tickets for that seminar, you can call the box office. I would, if there aren't any left, I would ask how to, you know, how
sneak
you can
in?
Get, how you
no,
can, whether you can come on standby or if there's any way to know, okay. to find out if there are tickets that come available, because it's quite popular and it's a lot of fun. That's at 4:30 on Saturday.
The 11th.
And that actually wraps up the Walton Arts Center 11-12 season, really. And right now we're deep in planning and on sales for next season. So we have a lot of new programs already going on sale for the 2011-12 season.
The Sona season has been announced.
That's correct. Sona season is announced, and subscriptions for Sona will go on sale tomorrow. And they run from $100 to $200. So it's a 5-show season. So that gives you an idea that the prices are pretty reasonable. And it's a full season, 3 Masterworks concerts and 2 what I guess you would call pops. Although knowing Paul Haas, they're going to be a more than your typical pops. But we'll have a Christmas show, and we will also have a show with the Fayetteville Jazz Collective, where Sona and the Jazz Collective will collaborate together. Really fun. And then I believe the final concert of the season will be Mahler's Choral Symphony.
Oh, so big sound. And a sort of special choral mm-hmm. ensemble will be mm-hmm. assembled.
Yep.
I've heard a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we're excited. We're so excited for Sona because they had such a great concert on the 17th, introducing Paul, the new conductor, and, you know, sort of giving us a sense of how he's going to take us through, you know, your classical symphony music, but also bring us some new things and stretch our ears and our minds a little bit. And I think we're going to see more of that over the course of the year. And a couple more things tell you about that are going on sale. Tomorrow, Guys and Dolls will go on sale. Well, the show will go on sale.
Right.
Guys and Dolls.
Yes.
We will not be selling Guys, nor will we'll be selling Dolls, but we will be selling the Broadway show.
Yes.
That will be on July 9th. 2 performances of that only, 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. on July 9th. And then next week, we will be putting 2 big things on sale. We will have the Imagination Movers. This is a children's music group that has been featured on Disney for the past couple of years. Great fun. Their performances will be at the end of July, so tickets for that will go on sale next week. And then we'll also be putting our 10x10 arts package on sale next week. It won't be individual tickets to the shows. It will be the package. You have to buy all of it. But it's a great lineup. The Emerson String Quartet is on there. Mm. A production of The Importance of Being Earnest is on there. And the Mark Morris Dance Company, arguably one of the best dance companies in the world, for $10.
Not
so
bad.
Pretty exciting. And then I just want to remind anyone with little kids out there that beginning on June 13th, we have theater camps happening at the Arts Center with Trike Theater. And that's for grades kindergarten through second grade. And you can sign up for those on our website. All of this information is at waltonartscenter.org. And you can also give us a call, which is 443-5600.
Jody, thanks so much.
You're welcome.